Listening test. Listen to the lecture, then listen to the questions after the lecture. Choose the best answer for each question. You will hear the lecture and questions twice.
The largest cardiovascular health organization in the United States has a new message for Americans. Owning a dog may protect you from heart disease. The unusual message was contained in a scientific statement published late last year by the American Heart Association, which convened a panel of experts to review years of data on the cardiovascular benefits of owning a pet. The group concluded that owning a dog in particular was probably associated with the reduced risk of heart disease. People who own dogs certainly have more reason to get outside and take walks, and studies show that most owners form such close bonds with their pets that being in their presence blunts the owner's reactions to stress and lowers their heart rate, said Dr. Glenn Levine, the head of the committee that wrote the statement. But most of the evidence is observational, which makes it impossible to rule out the prospect that people who are healthier and more active in the first place are simply more likely to bring a dog or a cat into their home. We didn't want to make this too strong of a statement, said Dr. Levine, a professor at Baylor College of Medicine, but there are plausible psychological, sociological, and physiological reasons to believe that pet ownership might actually have a causal role in decreasing the cardiovascular risk. Nationwide, Americans keep roughly 70 million dogs and 74 million cats as pets. The Heart Association publishes about 3 scientific statements each month, typically on more technical matters. But the group was prompted to take a stance on the pet issue by the growing number of news reports and medical studies linking pet ownership to better health. Dr. Levine noted that the more traditional methods of risk reduction for heart disease had proven effective, and now was a good time to investigate alternative approaches. We felt that this was something that had reached the point where it would be reasonable to formally investigate, he said. Dr. Richard Krasuski, a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, viewed the new statement as a bad sign of society's attitudes towards exercise. Very few people are meeting their exercise goals, he said. In an ideal society, where people are actually listening to doctors' recommendations, you wouldn't need pets to drag people outside. The new report reviewed dozens of studies, and overall, it seemed clear that pet owners, especially those with dogs, the focus of most of the studies, were in better health than people without pets. Several studies showed that dogs decreased the body's reaction to stress, with a decrease in heart rate, blood pressure, and adrenaline-like hormone release when a pet is present, as opposed to when a pet is not present, Dr. Levine said. Pet owners also tended to report greater amounts of physical activities and modestly lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Some research showed that people who had pets of any kind were also more likely to survive heart attacks. In one of the only randomized control studies included in the report, 48 stressed stockbrokers with hypertension were put on medication that lowered their blood pressure, and then researchers divided them into groups. Those in one group were told to adopt a dog or a cat. 6 months later, the researchers found that when the stockbrokers who had adopted pets were around their new companions, they were markedly calmer in the face of stressful events than the stockbrokers without pets. But nearly all of the other studies included in the report were correlational, meaning they could not prove cause and effect. And the research also strongly suggested that among dog owners, there was a sharp contrast between those who walked their dogs themselves and those who did not. Data for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that pet owners are just as likely to be overweight as people without pets. One large study involving thousands of people found that 17% of those who walked their dogs were obese, compared with 28% of dog owners who did not walk their dogs, and 22% of those without pets. Dr. Levine said that he and his colleagues were not recommending that people adopt pets for any other reason than to give them a good home. If someone adopts a pet, but still sits on the couch and smokes and eats whatever they want and doesn't control their blood pressure, he said, that's not a good strategy to decrease their cardiovascular risk.
Questions.
Question number one. According to the article, approximately how many pets do Americans keep? Question number two. According to the article, what prompted the Heart Association to take a stance on the pet issue? Question number three. According to Dr. Richard Krasuski, what would characterize an ideal society where people actually listen to doctors' recommendations? Question number four. According to a new report that reviewed dozens of studies, what information is clear overall? Question number five. According to Dr. Levine, when a pet is present, what happens to a pet owner in addition to a decrease in adrenaline-like hormone release? Question number six. What does the article say about the correlational studies that were mentioned? Question number seven. Inferring from the article, what do you think the term cardiovascular refers to? Question number eight. In your opinion, which of the following items would be the best title for this article? The largest cardiovascular health organization in the United States has a new message for Americans. Owning a dog may protect you from heart disease. The unusual message was contained in a scientific statement published late last year by the American Heart Association, which convened a panel of experts to review years of data on the cardiovascular benefits of owning a pet. The group concluded that owning a dog in particular was probably associated with the reduced risk of heart disease. People who own dogs certainly have more reason to get outside and take walks, and studies show that most owners form such close bonds with their pets that being in their presence blunts the owner's reactions to stress and lowers their heart rate, said Dr. Glenn Levine, the head of the committee that wrote the statement. But most of the evidence is observational, which makes it impossible to rule out the prospect that people who are healthier and more active in the first place are simply more likely to bring a dog or a cat into their home. We didn't want to make this too strong of a statement, said Dr. Levine, a professor at Baylor College of Medicine, but there are plausible psychological, sociological, and physiological reasons to believe that pet ownership might actually have a causal role in decreasing the cardiovascular risk. Nationwide, Americans keep roughly 70 million dogs and 74 million cats as pets. The Heart Association publishes about 3 scientific statements each month, typically on more technical matters. But the group was prompted to take a stance on the pet issue by the growing number of news reports and medical studies linking pet ownership to better health. Dr. Levine noted that the more traditional methods of risk reduction for heart disease had proven effective, and now was a good time to investigate alternative approaches. We felt that this was something that had reached the point where it would be reasonable to formally investigate, he said. Dr. Richard Krasuski, a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, viewed the new statement as a bad sign of society's attitudes towards exercise. Very few people are meeting their exercise goals, he said. In an ideal society, where people are actually listening to doctors' recommendations, you wouldn't need pets to drag people outside. The new report reviewed dozens of studies, and overall, it seemed clear that pet owners, especially those with dogs, the focus of most of the studies, were in better health than people without pets. Several studies showed that dogs decreased the body's reaction to stress, with a decrease in heart rate, blood pressure, and adrenaline-like hormone release when a pet is present, as opposed to when a pet is not present, Dr. Levine said. Pet owners also tended to report greater amounts of physical activities and modestly lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Some research showed that people who had pets of any kind were also more likely to survive heart attacks. In one of the only randomized control studies included in the report, 48 stressed stockbrokers with hypertension were put on medication that lowered their blood pressure, and then researchers divided them into groups. Those in one group were told to adopt a dog or a cat. 6 months later, the researchers found that when the stockbrokers who had adopted pets were around their new companions, they were markedly calmer in the face of stressful events than the stockbrokers without pets. But nearly all of the other studies included in the report were correlational, meaning they could not prove cause and effect. And the research also strongly suggested that among dog owners, there was a sharp contrast between those who walked their dogs themselves and those who did not. Data for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that pet owners are just as likely to be overweight as people without pets. One large study involving thousands of people found that 17% of those who walked their dogs were obese, compared with 28% of dog owners who did not walk their dogs, and 22% of those without pets. Dr. Levine said that he and his colleagues were not recommending that people adopt pets for any other reason than to give them a good home. If someone adopts a pet, but still sits on the couch and smokes and eats whatever they want and doesn't control their blood pressure, he said, that's not a good strategy to decrease their cardiovascular risk.
Questions.
Question number one. According to the article, approximately how many pets do Americans keep? Question number two. According to the article, what prompted the Heart Association to take a stance on the pet issue? Question number three. According to Dr. Richard Krasuski, what would characterize an ideal society where people actually listen to doctors' recommendations? Question number four. According to a new report that reviewed dozens of studies, what information is clear overall? Question number five. According to Dr. Levine, when a pet is present, what happens to a pet owner in addition to a decrease in adrenaline-like hormone release? Question number six. What does the article say about the correlational studies that were mentioned? Question number seven. Inferring from the article, what do you think the term cardiovascular refers to? Question number eight. In your opinion, which of the following items would be the best title for this article?
This is the end of the listening section, questions 1 to 8. Now, please proceed to question 9.